Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud, Shabbos 110. And today's Daf Yomi, HaGemara cites the Mishnah, which had stated that anything, kol ha'ochan, all the foods that a person was eating in a regular manner, a person can eat them, even though they also have medicinal qualities to them. And also all the liquids that a person drinks for, generally speaking, a person is accustomed to drinking, they can drink them even though they have medicinal value. So our Gemara analyzes this. It says, kol ha'ochan, all the foods that a person eats that for regular purposes, a person can eat them even though they have medicinal purposes. La'asuye mai, what's it coming to add on? What's it coming to include? Gemara says, la'asuye t'chol la'shinayim, it's coming to include the spleen, that a person can eat it even because it benefits their teeth. And even though, generally speaking, the spleen is bad for the intestines, Gemara says that it's be permitted to eat it because there's still some people typically will eat a spleen. And so too, vikarshinin, or like leeks, with nemeayim, that even though the person can eat the leeks for the intestines, and even though the leeks are bad for teeth, that people will say that since they're bad for teeth or the intestines, maybe people will only eat them because of the food. Nevertheless, since these are things that a people, generally speaking, will eat, a person can eat them on Shabbos, even though they have some medicinal value. And so too, what about the kol ha'mashkin? And what about all the liquids that a person will drink? L'asuye mai? Well, this comes to include l'asuye meit slafim b'chometz, that if a person takes the caper berry juice, and has pickled them in vinegar, that even though we drink these for medicinal purposes, it's still permitted to drink them on Shabbos because this is generally a drink that healthy people will eat. And then comes along the punchline here that Ravina says to Rava, Mao is shows mei raglayim. Is a person allowed to drink mei raglayim? Is a person allowed to drink urine on Shabbos? So I'm away to Nina, ko amashkin shotel mei raglayim lo shatu inche. So he says, we learned in the Mishnah that it says all the liquids that a person typically drinks, but urine, nobody drinks urine. People don't drink urine, and so therefore they're not going to be healthy. People don't drink urine, so therefore they're not going to be included within this category of kol ha'mashkin, and so therefore a person is going to not be permitted to drink them on Shabbos. On the basis of this, the Mordechai proves that a person is allowed to drink urine for the purposes of medicinal purposes. That the Gemara's only question is if you're allowed to drink them on Shabbos. So that improves that during the week it would be permitted. So the Chida writes that he has a tradition that it helps for certain, that the drinking urine helps for certain conditions, and that this is indeed a good medicinal purposes. And so therefore, with respect to Shabbos, it's prohibited. However, with respect to during the week, the Mordechai and the Chida are arguing that it is permitted. There is a teaching that was brought down about the daughter of Pharaoh, whose name was either Bacha or Bitcha. It's typically pronounced Bacha, but in the Tanakh it's pronounced Bitcha. And there's a midrash that says, that was brought down in the Shem Morafela, that Bitcha, the daughter of Pharaoh, she was a leper. She was a Metzorah. And so all the house of Pharaoh, they were Metzorah. I mean, this is based upon Genesis chapter 12, verse 17, because it says, Vayinageh Hashem as Pharaoh, so Hashem afflicted Pharaoh with Saras, and it stayed there. But what happened was, when she saw Moshe in the ark, what happened was she saw his bris milah, she saw his place of his circumcision. And she had, what's the reason why Bacha had mercy on Moshe? Because he urinated on her. And once Moshe, as the baby sometimes does, when you check the bris, baby will urinate, and then she was healed from her Saras, and so therefore she had tremendous mercy upon him. And so too, this source also appears in the Sefer Chemdas Yamim, that she had mercy upon him because he healed her from Taras by urinating on her. And so we see from here that this is another benefit of the urine, that it's able to cure from certain skin ailments. Now, the Shach says explicitly that if a person drinks the urine for medicinal purposes, there's no prohibition, even though generally speaking, we have a concept of called Baal Teshaktu. Baal Teshaktu is this concept that it's a prohibition from the Torah to eat anything which most of the world thinks is disgusting. So even though there's a general prohibition against eating something which is disgusting, in this case it doesn't apply because it's clearly a medicinal purpose is to it. And so too, the Pri Chodesh writes that whoever does somebody does something for a specific reason. You're not just eating, you're not just drinking the urine because you say, oh, I'm thirsty, but you're doing it for a medicinal quality, then this prohibition doesn't apply. And indeed, going back to the Chidah says that if they gave him the urine to drink without his knowledge that it was urine, then for sure there's no prohibition of Baal Teshachsu. So we're not obligated to tell him. However, the Prima Gadim questions this. He says, according to the people who say that Baal Teshachsu is a biblical prohibition, that it's a machokas, but according to the ones who say it's a biblical prohibition, how can we do this for a person who's sick, who's not in danger? Because his life is not in danger. So why do we allow him to eat something that's biblically prohibited? And on the basis of this, the Prima Gadim says the he's mechadesh the idea that anything that's done for a purpose, it's clearly not being done and for the prohibition of Baal Teshachsu. And so since this person is drinking the urine for a purpose, not to drink urine, but for the idea of medicine, it's no longer disgusting. And we know this, that people will eat something or do things medicinally, which generally speaking, people will be horrified by. But for the purposes of medicine, people also often have to do that which is vulgar or gross, and that's why drinking urine is not prohibited for medicinal purposes.